This week in Parashas Balak, there's a very big emphasis on speech. Very much talked about whether bracha, klala, how you give it, who gives the words in a person's mouth. A lot about speech. There's a very interesting nekuda that the Chofetz Chaim tells us. In this week's Parashah, we find that the entire story of Bilam is written in one uninterrupted series of psukim. There's no new paragraphs, no new prokim separating one segment from another. Ask the Chofetz Chaim, what's the meaning of this? If you look through the entire Torah, there's constantly new chapters, new beginnings and end, and new start. And in this week's parasha, we don't have it. Why? Explains the Chofetz Chaim, it's true that Bilam was a Navi and his prophecy came from a very heavenly source. As we know, the Torah tells us that Bilam himself said, I can only declare the words that Hashem puts in my mouth. However, none of the words that he said had any mark on his being. They had no impact on him. He didn't understand, he didn't want to ponder the meaning or learn from what he said. And says Rashi in the beginning of Vayikra, what is the purpose for the interruption given in various sections of the Torah? Very simple. Says Rashi, it was given to give Moshe Rabbeinu a chance to reflect and absorb the message of what he's saying and the words that he heard from Hashem. When it came to the wicked Bilam, explains the Chofetz Chaim, he allowed the prophecy, the words, to just flow out of his mouth. But he never stopped to understand or to absorb the message or the meaning of his words. And therefore the entire section is written without any interruption whatsoever. And it's an amazing thing, because we're holding now this Shabbos, right before, if not Shabbos itself, the beginning of the 3 weeks, the time, Bein HaMetzorim, when we're mourning the fact of not having a Beis HaMikdash. And yet, as the Gemara tells us, we know the reason that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash is because of Sinas Chinam, because of the Lashon Hara, because of the speech of talking to people, about people, in a negative way. And it's an important message to absorb, particularly this week. There was a woman that constantly criticized her husband, and it got too much for him, he couldn't cope with it. He went to go and speak to someone. And this person told him, you know what? Every single time your wife tells you something, she gives you a criticism, do me a favor, go and buy a big piece of wood, hide it somewhere, and put a nail in that wood every single time she gives you a criticism. After a few weeks, this board was full of nails. Eventually, his wife opens up the cupboard, finds it behind the door and says, hey, what is this? What's going on? So he didn't know what to say, but he couldn't get out of it. So he told her, I'll tell you, every time you criticized me, every time you said something about me that wasn't so nice, I put another nail in. And she was shocked, full of nails. She said, I don't know, how can that be? It was just speech, it was a way of talking, I didn't mean it that way. She couldn't believe it. She says, you know what, give me a chance. Every time I compliment you, or every time I withhold a bad word, do me a favor, take out a nail. And that's what happened. She constantly gave him wonderful compliments, and she stopped herself, refrained herself from saying bad things. And after a few months, she says, let me see the wood. She opens up the wood and it's empty. There's no nails on it whatsoever, but all the holes are still there. And that's what we have to realize. The impact of our words. The realization of how our words can affect someone in such a terrible way. There's a famous story with the Chofetz Chaim and the Dibuk, where the Dibuk went into the body of a young girl. And Rabbi Chana Wasserman was there, and he asked the Dibuk, who was speaking in such a terrible way. The language that came out of this Dibuk's mouth was horrible. And he said, I don't understand. How can you speak like this? You're in the next world. You're in Shemayim, in such a holy place. How do you do that? And he said a very scary thing. He said, whatever you say in this world, the words that come out of your mouth in this world, that's what you are in the next world. Perhaps this is the message of this week. The message of this week is to absorb the message and realize, what do we say? The words that come out of our mouth. Bilam didn't realize that. And therefore there's uninterrupted psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu did, and therefore he stopped every so often to pause and to realize what he was saying. Let us realize what we're saying. Let us realize and focus when we speak to people, how we're speaking to them in the tone of voice and the words that we use. because words have a lot of koyach. And this week, Be'ezah Hashem, the beginning of the 3 weeks, we should take this message so that Be'ezah Hashem will be able to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi B'mheira B'yameinu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.